Dear Journal, remember this day. Today was the day I got my first kiss. It happened earlier this evening at the Bluffington Beet Blossom Festival Parade, but it actually started yesterday morning. Huh? Doug? Doug? Are you okay? Skeeter, read this.
I think you're cute from your secret admirer.
Wow! Congratulations, Doug! You got a girlfriend!
That's me. Hey! In class, I couldn't concentrate on anything Mrs. Wingo was saying.
If pi are squared and I comes before E except after C, and always remember, early to bed, early to rise, and your girl...
I must have read my note 8,000 times. Someone had a crush on me. Whoever wrote it made sure to disguise their handwriting. Who was it? Could Nancy Panko be my secret admirer? Or Vanessa Van Halten?
There he is! Bearing 236!
Range? 4 miles!
Oh, what a guy!
Why don't you take a picture?
Yeah, it'll last longer.
Well, maybe it wasn't one of them after all. Wait, could it be? Of course! Finally, after all these months, it had to be the girl I secretly admired, Patty Lanning. Maybe she wanted me to join her in the Beet Blossom Parade. Just then, I had a terrible thought. What if the person putting the notes in my locker turned out to be...
Anybody'd have a crush on a loser like you.
But Roger's spelling was terrible. He couldn't have spelled admirer if his life depended on it. So who had written the note? Oh, man, another one. What's it say? Meet me at the Honker Burger tonight. I'll be wearing my Bluffington School sweatshirt.
Signed, your secret admirer. Gosh, Doug, you're going on a blind date!
A blind date? With who? Hello. No. I just had to break the ice just right. I tried to think how Secret Agent Smash Adams would handle this case. What took you so long, baby? Can't you think of something more me?
How about, where have you been all my life? And then you grab her and give her a big old smooch.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know. I got it. How about
letting someone else use the bathroom, Romeo?
Judy!
You're not going on a date, are you?
Oh, our little Dougie's growing up.
Oh, carrot, Judy.
If you want something nice to say, try you look nice. Girls like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Now get out of the bathroom before I kill you.
Well, poor chap, here goes nothing. I don't believe it, poor chap. It is Patty.
Hey, Doug, how's it going?
Hey, Patty, you look nice.
I look terrible, Doug. I just came from a ball game.
Still, you're right on time.
Doug, what are you talking about?
Oh, you know, our little secret. Then it hit me. Why is everyone wearing Bluffington School sweatshirts?
I already told you. We just came from a beatball game against the Moody School, silly.
Oh, beatball. Well, I guess I'll see you later. Great. I already made an idiot of myself. I only hoped my real secret admirer wasn't watching. I decided I'd sit down and wait for a few minutes.
Hey, you two, we're closing.
Come on, poor chap. I guess she's not coming.
Oh,
cheer up, Doug. It could have been worse.
Yeah? How?
Well, your secret admirer might have turned out to be somebody awful. Somebody like...
Uh-oh!
Phoebe!
Phoebe Bluff likes me? I thought she hated me. Wow, Phoebe Bluff likes me.
Snap out of it. Think about it, man. B.B. Bluff, the biggest snob in school.
Well, darling, where do you think?
My room. What did you do to my room?
Don't you just adore it? But I saved the best for last.
My precious little doggie.
Surprise!
Now he looks like a real dog.
Woof, woof, yes.
Skeeter, this is terrible.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, man. What's the note say?
Meet me at the ball game. Sorry I missed you. Your secret admirer. Oh, man. Why does it have to be Phoebe?
You gotta get it through her head that you two don't make a pair. I know. Why don't you slug her? Okay, forget it. Plan B. Who's the one person B.B. can't stand?
Well, I thought it was me.
No, Roger. She can't stand Roger. She thinks he's incredibly rude and obnoxious.
So? Skeeter, this is completely stupid.
Doug, this is the only way out of this thing without hurting B.B.'s feelings. Now, just remember, think Roger.
Okay. Here goes nothing.
Hey, get a load of funny. Hey, funny, you look like a doofus. What a loser. Hey, Valentine, that's my feet. Move it.
Hey, Doug, you big bully. Stop pushing. Why don't you pick on someone your own size, man?
Yeah, you better not make me lose my temper, Valentine. I might have to cream ya.
I think that might have done the trick, Doug. Don't worry, I've got another idea that never fails.
Meet me at the Beet Blossom Parade tonight. I'll be dressed like a pickled beet pie. This time, come alone.
Okay, this time we'll dress you up like a big raccoon, see? And then you can go out...
No, Steve, it's time to get serious. I'm going to have to unleash Plan C on BB.
Plan C? No, not Plan C, Doug.
What is Plan C, anyway? Well, Plan C is where, when I see BB coming, I run away and hide.
Genius, Doug!
That night, Skeeter and I were both marching in the parade. I was a can of pickled beets, and he was a frosty glass of beet nog.
How's Plan C going, Doug?
So far, so good. I should be okay if I can just keep avoiding BB until college.
Come on, Doug. The parade's about to start. Let's get ready.
That's when I saw her. There was BB waiting for me to come up to her. And there I was, hiding from her. It made me remember the night before and how hard it was to tell someone you liked them and how awful it felt if they ignored you. Could I really just leave BB waiting like that?
Doug, there's BB. Plan C! Plan C, run away!
Skeet, can you excuse me for a minute? Hey, BB.
Hey, Doug.
I just wanted to say, well, BB, I just wanted to say I don't think I'm the right person for you.
You're absolutely right, Doug. I totally agree with you.
You do? Boy, that was easier than I thought. Well, I better give you these back.
Where did you get my...
Oh, no. Oh, now, BB. Don't worry. We can still be friends. You know, love is sort of funny like that. Sort of like...
That was your locker, Doug? Oh, I am so embarrassed. Oh.
You mean the notes weren't for me?
No way. But this is great. That means the guy I wrote them to never got them. No wonder he kept ignoring me. Oh, Doug, I'm so happy.
So that's how I got my first kiss. And actually, it wasn't that bad.
Don't take it the wrong way, Doug. I mean, you're okay. But frankly, I find you incredibly plebeian.
Thanks. I think you're that
too.
Yes, we're so wrong for each other.
So, Bibi, who were the notes for anyway? So, as it turned out, I got to march next to Patty, and Bibi got to march next to the person she really secretly admired, Peter. So I was saved. Saved from having some girl hang around and write me little notes and tell me I'm cute and tell everyone how great I am. You know, I'm too young to settle down. It's a big world out there, and I want to take a good look at it before I get shackled up to a life of monogamy. Well, what are you laughing at, Porkchop? Well, this week, my Aunt Betty Ann was coming to visit. She works at a TV station in Bloatsburg and barely gets any time off to come see us.
Well, here I am. Oh, I could just eat you all up. Dougie, I can't believe how you've grown. Oh, you're so big for your age.
Not really.
Oh, I almost forgot. I got a surprise for you. Guess what, everyone? Our little Dougie's gonna be on TV.
On TV?
Huh?
Congratulations, mister.
Oh, Betty Ann, you shouldn't have.
Oh, Doug, it'll be so wonderful. I remember my own debut.
What? Me? On TV? That's me. Hey.
It's the Doug Funny Show, starring Doug Funny. And now, put your hands together for Doug Funny.
Let's get busy.
That's right, Sugar. You're going to be on the bestest show in town, Cowpoke Pete's Kitty Corral.
Huh? Kitty Corral?
Oh, that's the show Aunt Betty Ann works on, Doug.
What a thrill to see little Dougie Woogie on the great big TV.
Ow.
Weeby.
But that's a baby's show.
Gee, tough break, Doug. Just one word of advice, though. If any of the toddlers ask how old you are, just tell them that you're immature for your age.
Ow!
Howdy, Pete!
Well, rooty-toot-toot-a-dee-a-bee! Ooh, howdy, hi-ho to all you rangers out there! This is Cowpoke Pete! This week on Kitty Corral, you'll get to see Doug Funny, the biggest little baby in the world! Yeah! Ooh! Ain't that right, Flapjack? Yeah!
Don't sweat it, Doug. Nobody over the age of 6 watches that show anyway. Yesterday, the kid couldn't even hog-tie Flapjack. Who knows? It might be fun. Uh-huh.
Knock, knock.
Hey, Aunt Betty Ann. This is my best friend, Skeeter.
Oh, hello, Skeeter. Are you joining Doug on his television debut?
Huh?
Well, you know I gave Doug 2 tickets, don't you?
Oh, shoot, I'd love to, but I think I'm having all my teeth drilled that day.
Skeeter's such a kidder. He was just telling me how cool it would be on a real-life TV show. Isn't that right, Skeet? Boy, even though Skeeter was coming with me, I still felt nervous. I mean, we were bigger than any of the other kids there. We'd stick out like a pair of sore thumbs.
That's disgraceful. Those boys must be at least twice as old as anyone else here.
Honest, we're only 6 years old. No, 5.
Hey, Skeet, thanks again for sticking with me.
No problem.
It's great to know that even if somebody does see this, we're in this together, right?
Sorry, Doug, but I could only find one.
those two in the howdy hi-ho, Wranglers!
Howdy, Pete!
Are you ready for a rootin' tootin' time with your pals Cowpoke Pete and Flapjack the Clown? You got your brand new. Well then, Flapjack and I say... Say, speaking of Flapjack, have you kids seen him anywheres? Are you kids sure you don't know where he is at?
I know, he's in the barrel, Cowpoke Pete! The barrel! The barrel! He's sitting right under your...
This was great. My best friend was no help, and my aunt was blocking my only exit. It couldn't get any worse.
Hey, guess what, kiddies? It's time for one of you little Wranglers to come down here and play Romper Roundup. What do you say about that?
Yay!
All right!
Now, whichever one of you little rustlers catches my lucky cowboy hat will be the one to play. Oh, hey, we got us a ringer here. Go get him, Flapjack.
Peter. What's going on?
Cool, man. You get to go up on stage and play Romp Around Up. Yee-haw! Don't worry, partner. Nobody we know watches this show.
And in today's weather...
Not so fast, you moron. Go back. It is. It's funny.
Looky here, Flapjack. Looks like we roped us a whopper.
Hey, what's your name, cowboy?
Doug.
Well, not today. Today, your name's Hoss. Now, why don't you follow old Flapjack and he'll get you ready for Romper Roundup?
Hoss? Ooh, this is priceless.
Oh, yeah, priceless.
Go get him, Hoss.
Now, partner, all you got to do is ride the fucking Bronco, run around all them barrels, catch Squealer, and rope and hogtie Flapjack all in 60 seconds. You got all that, Hoss? And remember, if you don't do it right the first time, tell them, kids.
You gotta do it over!
And remember, kids, along with your other prizes, each one of you that participates in the Romper Roundup gets a copy of your performance on a genuine View Be Right video cassette. If the view ain't right, it ain't View Be Right. Available at all Busy Beaver department stores.
Oh, Doug, I'm so proud of you. Anyway, you boys wait here while I get us something to eat, okie dokie.
Skeeter, I think I'd like to drop off the face of the earth. I cannot believe I just hogtied a clown.
What are you talking about, Doug? You did great.
I mean, what if someone we know happened to turn on the TV and see me?
Relax, man. I already told you, nobody watches this show.
Oh... What's wrong, Skeet?
Hey, funny. Or should I say, Hoss. I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed your performance today. And tomorrow, I think the kids at school will feel the same way.
Roger, you wouldn't.
Well, don't be so modest, Hoss. How could I deprive our friends of your hidden talents? Oh, and funny, if I were you, I'd bring a saddle to school tomorrow. Because the kids are going to be riding you all day.
This was worse than I ever imagined.
Step right up, coming from a time of your life. Ride the Hoss.
Master! Master!
Doug, have I met that friend of yours before? He just looks so familiar.
Wow, my whole life ruined. It's funny how one crazy aunt can destroy your entire school year.
All right, everybody, quiet. The show's about to start. And believe me, you're in for a real treat.
I tried to reason with Roger one more time.
What is it, Funny? A last request?
Listen, Roger, I like it here in Bluffington. I don't want to move.
What are you worried about, Funny? Once these kids get a load of your performance, you'll be treated like a king. King of the goons.
Oh, Dougie, Dougie, yoo-hoo. Oh, I'm so glad I found you and your little friend, too. When I saw you at the Honka Burger, I just knew you looked familiar, and then it hit me like a sack of fertilizer. You were on the show last year.
I don't know what you're talking about, lady.
Oh, don't be modest now. It's all here on your tape. Bye-bye. It's not every boy who gets a record for roping flapjack.
Wait! Don't! Oh, no.
I couldn't believe it. Roger on Kitty Corral?
It's not my fault. My goofy grandma made me do it. She thinks I'm still a two-year-old.
So Roger and I struck a compromise, and that night we had a special showing of our tapes.
Ooh, now it's getting good.
This bowl of popcorn ain't big enough for the both of us, Rowdy Roger.
Watch it, hoss. I may have to rope and hog tie you. Don't forget, I got the record.
Well, Rudy, too, too, to you, too.
Yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay to you.
Roger, you're eating all the popcorn.
Look, Hoss, don't make me ride you around the room.
Thank you.